And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
While public debate has raged about the misnamed religious freedom legislation, House and Senate leaders completed a stunning partisan power grab in Wake County recently that didn't garner nearly enough attention. The House voted last week to change the districts in Wake County Commission races to give Republicans a better chance of winning a majority. The Senate already passed the proposal, so it becomes law now, 5 months after Democrats regained control of the board in November. The Democrats won the election, so the Republicans changed the rules. An analysis by the News and Observer showed if the new representation scheme had been in effect in November, Republicans would have retained control of the county board, even though Democrats received 30,000 more votes. Voters prefer Democrats in Wake County, and the Republicans simply can't stand it, so they're abusing their legislative authority to seize power back from the Democrats and from the voters. It's not merely a redistricting change, it's a coup of sorts, seizing political control to thwart the will of the people. It's all about power and distorting democracy for their political gain. Never mind the people. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.